G'day, Tanya in Kawarra. What do you reckon?
I think parboiling them so they're nice and soft, and then you've got to squish them a little bit, and then all the duck fat or the butter and oil that soaks into them, and then it gets nice and crispy.
I agree with you on that one. Yeah, that's the way to go.
And just take that little extra step, the first one, to parboil it. What does it do? Does it just make it fluffier or something?
It does, and it also removes a lot of the starch, so it's already done part of the cooking, so it's easier for that fat and the butter and oil to soak in, so it gets really crispy.
Do you like whack them in a bag with oil and maybe some garlic and some rosemary or, you know, salt and pepper as well, and give it a bit of a shake before you put them in the baking tray?
Yes, garlic powder or garlic salt.
Good tips. Well, there's a few there. We've gone overboard. We've actually exceeded our one tip limit today, Tan. Gonna have to move on. Hey, thanks, Tan. Have a fantastic day today.
You too.
Nicole in Kawarra, what about you? Your one tip Tuesday roast potatoes. What's your hot tip?
My tip is that you've got to cut your potato in half first, and then you score the top. So as if you were going to cut all the way through and make chips, like really thin chips, but you don't go all the way through.
Okay, like you would score a leg of pork, the fat, to try and get it to crackle. You
kind
just run
of, yeah.
run lines. Would raking a fork over the top of it do the same thing, Nicole?
No, you got to use your sharp knife.
Okay.
And it gives it more surface area, I think.
Yeah, right.
And also a little spot for the oil to get into those little cracks as well.
To make it crispy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. That is
good
a
tip.
Yeah. Good one tip. Steve, what's your one tip for One Tip Tuesday?
Mate, I was going to go with the parboiling, but since that's already been taken, I have to say you have to give Rod and Julie a call and get some beef tallow instead of your duck fat.
Oh!
Some what, sorry?
Some beef tallow, so beef fat, basically.
Yeah, yeah, beef tallow. It's fat from the beef after you cook it. McDonald's used to cook their chips in it years and years ago, but Rod and Julie up there in Edgehill, they got some smoked beef tallow, mate. Give that a go, it'll rock your world.
That is a great tip.
Does it add a flavour to the potatoes, Steve?
Yeah.
Certainly does.
That's the point.
This is the fat that you would see, like it's like almost white to the bottom of a pan.
Yeah.
Michelle in Caravonica, what is your one tip Tuesday for baked potatoes?
Mine was also parboiling, but I'm kind of drooling at the beef tallow idea.
Fair, me too.
I just say have your temperature even and oven heated well and turn them lots.
Nelsy, good morning. What's your one tip Tuesday for roasted potatoes?
Well, I was going to be boring and say parboiling as well, but we'll move on from that. I put a little bit of salt on them when I first put them in. It helped dry them out, crisp them up a bit. And also at the end, parmesan cheese and rosemary. You sort of roll them around on that and it sticks to the potato and it's really yummy.
Shut up. That sounds delicious. Parmesan cheese.
Yep.
Yum.
Yeah, just a little bit, like a little sprinkling of parmesan and rosemary. And you just sort of roll them around in a bag or in something. Yeah, and they come out really good.